During trade talks in Beijing, the United States had urged China to provide more market access for U.S. businesses and to deliver on promised anti-piracy measures, saying illegal copying costs U.S. companies billions of dollars a year. During the annual meeting of the U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade, U.S. officials praised China's economic development, but said U.S. businesses should be given more access to Chinese markets. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez led the U.S. delegation to the one-day talks, which also included discussions on protection of intellectual property rights and the ongoing dispute over Chinese textile exports. Speaking in Beijing Monday, Mr. Gutierrez said although progress had been made in gaining access to the $8 billion a year Chinese software market, much more needed to be done. Mr. Gutierrez also welcomed Chinese promises to file more criminal charges against violators of intellectual property rights, but stressed the United States wants to see significant results. However, Li Dongsheng, Vice Minister of China's Administration of Industry and Commerce, rejects criticism that China is not doing enough to enforce anti-piracy laws. Mr. Li also says fighting piracy is a process and China cannot be expected to reach the same level of enforcement as Western nations overnight. China had said its delegation leader to the talks, Vice Premier Wu Yi, would press the United States about its restrictions on Chinese textile imports, which surged this year after a global quota system was abolished in January. Mr. Gutierrez gave no indication that Washington intended to change its policy on textiles, but said the two sides had agreed to continue consultations. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.